Back with you at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to pick up where we left off with our exclusive conversation with Del Harris. We've been talking about the Dallas Mavericks. We also got to carve out some time. Let's hit on Mark Cuban.
You know, we talk about Dirk, but we also have to highlight the dynamic owner in Mark Cuban. And it's interesting because a little bit later tonight, we're going to talk about your book that you released, On Point. And, you know, you mentioned in the book that he is the most successful NBA owner that is hands-on. Would you mind just quantifying what he has meant to the NBA and just some of those leadership skills that we can take away from and from a winner?
Well, I don't think we have time to go into all of these things that he's done, but let's just say that he's kind of become the pattern for the new owner. He was the first, and there are so many young, rather instantly wealthy individuals through selling their companies and such, usually internet related. Or communications related, and they're trying to copy his style, but what they are missing in a lot of cases is that they don't study the game like Mark. Mark knows the players, he knows the game, he still allows the coach to coach, though. He doesn't interfere with the coaching. He used to like to come into our huddles, and now he didn't like that, and that ultimately changed and such.
Really?
But he allows the coach to coach, whether it was Nelly. He never told Nelly who to play, not to play. He didn't do that with Avery, and I'm sure he doesn't do that with Rick. He's very supportive of the coaches until the time comes when the coach is gone, but really Nelly and Avery, to an extent, forced his hand in certain ways. Long story. They're both great coaches, but Rick has found a way to, you know, work with Mark where they have a good synergy, but. He doesn't try to interfere with the basketball element, really, other than with deals. I mean, he's the guy that's got to decide on the money, that sort of thing, but that's just business.
Well, he's very supportive of his coaches, but also one of the things, he's very passionate as an owner, and he truly loves his players. I think back to when they were on the road, they played the Boston Celtics, and Mark, at the end of that game, went out to half court, met his point guard, Deron Williams, and wrapped his arms around him and gave him a big hug. I mean, but he also is smart enough to realize to insulate himself where he doesn't become so emotionally attached when he's got to make a deal and break ways he's going to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But as a player, you appreciate that, you know, just that support.
Well, you do as a player, you certainly do. As a coach, here's what can happen, and he's avoided this, and that is you love him as a coach and as an owner, but you don't become just a fan. Now, when an owner becomes a fan, then he won't make the correct decision when it comes time to trade or to decide the salary level at which he's going to go for this player. A fan will go ahead and, just keep him too long and maybe overpay and that sort of thing when it doesn't make sense. Sometimes it makes sense to overpay. But Mark is able to separate, and yet they know when it's over that he still cares about him. And he even though, take a guy like Michael Finley, he had to let Michael Finley go. But Michael Finley works for the Mavericks right now. He let Eddie Nahara go. Eddie Nahara is a part of the Mavericks family still. On and on and on. He is a loyal guy, and he does care, and I think caring, as you've read my book, that's pretty good. But that is one point of the 4 points on better life teams, which is the essence of On Point. Number two, after once you've determined your mission, your goals, your passion for whatever it is you're doing, you have to let the people on your life teams know that you care. And if that doesn't happen, or if a moment comes when they think you don't care, that in basketball you're just an X and an O or a power forward, you lose them. And caring is, it's so hard to get back if they don't think you care, you know, they lose trust.